In 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another episode of the La Familia podcast. It's a beautiful day to be recording. We got Hector back in, no George. And how are you guys feeling? It's been a while since I've asked you guys.
Went good.
Feeling good, man.
Okay.
Feeling
sounds
great.
Sounds good.
It's
high spirits.
Weather's looking good.
Our weather.
The weather's been weather fucking weird, though.
Yeah.
It fucking rains in the morning and then it's fucking hot.
I hate that
at
shit.
Night or in during the day.
Yeah. Even at night, it'd be hot sometimes. I'd be like, fuck.
It'd be hot at night. You keep the window open and then like by like 3 a.m. it's fucking freezing.
It's cold. Because I sleep with like a long sleeve and shorts.
What the fuck?
Damn.
I sleep in underwear all the time. Nah. I don't care how cold it is.
That's interesting.
Nah, there's just fucking, I don't know if you guys seen, they're making the Chick-fil-A right here.
No.
Off of university.
Oh, really?
And then that plaza is going to be, or that little section, I don't even call it a plaza.
Is it where the Ralph's is?
Or it's right next to that 76.
Okay.
So the East Borda, then there's the 76, then it's going to be right there.
Oh, right by the freeway?
Yeah.
Oh,
that shit's going to suck because they're building a Chick-fil-A there.
Yeah.
They're probably going to make an entrance at the back.
A Panera with a drive through, and then to top it off, a Dutch Bros.
Oh, Jesus.
That looks not gonna be happy.
And I was happy because I was like, I love Panera. I like the soup. And the closest Panera and Chick-fil-A are fucking Renaissance.
Rialto.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's gonna be dope. And I'm just gonna DoorDash it. I'm not even gonna attempt to go for
it. It's gonna be a bitch to get in and out.
Yeah, it's already a bitch during school, like during the season of school, whatever.
Yeah.
It's
just
already
to get on and off.
On university is already a fucking shit show.
Those like four lights during school is just backed up every single day.
Yeah, that's just I mean I'm happy they did. I wish they would have done it off of Palm.
They fucked up making that big ass fucking that big ass plaza right there that's empty.
Yeah, that
where the
but also where like Jack was our I fuck with that.
Right.
But the Popeye and Jack, you could have scrapped both of those out and put like the Chick-fil-A right there.
Oh yeah.
It's an In-N-Out.
Yeah. I never understood why there isn't an In-N-Out, a Chick-fil-A over here, or even like a Chipotle. Like,
But who's that on? Is that on the city planner?
Or them? The people?
Yeah, maybe.
But I think there used to
I always thought it had to be approved by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it has to be.
Yeah.
So, but they have to inquire as well.
That's got to be a little bit like a.
But there used to be a Chick-fil-A inside Cal State, like before we started going there.
Oh, okay.
Like years before.
Gotcha.
And a Denny's.
Yeah, I think that's on the city planner because that's terrible locations. They're going to open In-N-Out in Redlands soon.
Where?
In front of the apartment.
There's one exit before.
I know. You know where the Chick-fil-A is?
Across. Well, from it used to be.
No, the Chick-fil-A right now.
This closed down.
It's open again.
What?
It opened in December, I think. Yeah.
I thought, bro, Jacob just told me like the other day that they closed it down.
I just went a few months ago.
It's just not closed again?
I'm 100% sure. Yeah. The one on Sid just...
Only one that...
Yep. And then across from that, there's obviously like nothing there.
There's the Canes.
The Canes.
Why, the Five and Below?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where that Five and Below is, like across the street, there's nothing there. Under that like freeway underpass is the new In-N-Out. It's almost done. If you pass by...
There's another one down the way going
On Fifth Street, on Green Spot.
On Hospitality.
Yeah, on Hospitality.
Oh, yeah. Next to Sam's Club. So there's going to be like three In-N-Outs within like 2 miles of each other.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, dude.
I mean, it's not. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I don't mind that.
Great. All those In-N-Outs are going to be, but I promise you, you could go to each and every one. They're still going to be packed this week.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Anytime I go to the Green Spot or the one next to South Cove.
I think the one next to South Cove is worse.
It is. It's because of the layout.
Yeah. And it's because it's inside, like, next to South Cove.
Yeah. That's, I don't like going to that one. Green Spot's my go-to. But, yeah, a lot of new fast food places opening up. So much for this recession.
Hey, man. Well, it's paying right now to be a fast food worker.
Yeah, it is. We'll see how much longer. I don't know if that's... Is that indefinite?
I thought that was like a past bill. Like, it's going
good. Okay. For sure. Enough of buying and out. The Met Gala. The boys watched. The guys were into the Met Gala and what they were wearing. Ben Simmons was there.
Bro, I don't understand why these people, like, you think they know they look stupid? And they're just like,
satire,
I'm just
tired, I think.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like, let's try to look stupid. Yeah.
To me, I feel like I kind of barely realize this myself, like, to where, like, it's the same thing of, like, abstract art. Like, the way abstract art is viewed.
Oh, yeah. We just don't get it.
It's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But then, like, people come up with these, like, crazy outfits.
Yeah.
And to them, like, whatever, you know, I might look different enough for it to look good.
Yeah.
But to us, like, to, I guess, like, normal. I'm going to say normal. Well, like, the majority of people agree that, like, most of these outfits are outrageous or a little too bougie or, you know, just out of taste. I think they make it a point to kind of
be
as different as they can be.
Yeah. And you know what? To be fair, let's just say would we really be talking about them if they're wearing, like, a t-shirt and jeans?
No, I'm saying you could wear, like, a nice suit. You could just formal.
But I think that's the point.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, it's limited as well. Like, there's, like, only so many colors.
So you have to be, like, different.
Bro, I don't see David Beckham wearing no crazy shit, and he always looked fresh.
Maybe,
in his playing days. I saw the doc. He was wearing some wild shit.
Yeah.
But now, I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. But I think the goal is to get the publicity and make everyone talk about you. And
I think the goal is not to look good. It's to be different.
Yeah. And different isn't always.
And I would say most of the. This is at the same time, like, none of those outfits are ever going to make it out to the stores.
Yeah,
they always have the lines where, like, they have inspirations and they'll take a piece of whatever they're wearing and, you know, kind of make it a shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
A top or some pants or some shoes, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
But something else that happened at the Met Gala is that it was reported that they didn't allow any influencers due to the actual, like, models and what are they called, the
celebrities,
no,
designers,
the designers didn't want influencers there because they didn't deserve it. What do you guys think about that?
I agree.
This is a complicated subject for me, not because I think that they deserve it, but because I think the people who are there are so, like...
But don't you buy your shit?
Yeah, you have to buy the dish or, like, your table or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, fucking $500,000.
It's insane.
Table.
But I think the people who are there is, like, so out of touch with reality.
Yeah, you're just there for the
the
vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Coachella for us.
Yeah, okay, sure.
People dress different in Coachella. Like,
I just mean that they're, like, the people there are so... They're not living in reality anymore. They're playing on, like, it's a game. So, like, they're
like a private club type of thing. What, like, a country club? No, not what's that event that they would have, like, back in the Renaissance time?
Oh,
it was like a gathering,
like the 1800s.
Like, and everyone would dress up.
I know a gallery.
Yeah, like a gallery. But I'm pretty sure that's why it's called the Met Gala.
Okay.
And they would wear those poofy, like, Cinderella type dresses, like that.
Right.
A ball?
You know, I'm pretty sure this is the modern version of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like obviously at that time, it's just like people who had status, people who had money.
Yeah.
Who come from in whatever the kingdom bloodline and shit like that.
I agree.
And at some point, it becomes a status party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's what it is.
And that's why they're trying to make it like that. And I'm pretty sure that's why they excluded those people. And I can see why, you know?
That's kind of fucked up. No?
Nah.
Like, I agree. I agree.
To me, I've always seen it as levels.
Yeah. I just think that by you doing that, you think you're, like, you're better than people.
Well, that's what they do.
They do.
Yeah.
That's definitely what they think.
But I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't think because you have status and money, you're better than, for example, me. So, that's what I mean by, like, them being so out of touch that they feel like, hey, like, I'm a movie star.
Mm.
I have all this status and money. I'm better than this person. That's what it comes off to me. I agree that they don't deserve it. Right? I agree with that. You're staying your lane. But at the same time, I don't like that you are essentially saying I'm a better human being than you because I have status and money. Because I don't agree with that. You could still be, as we've seen, a demonic piece of shit. So that's why I said it's complicated for me. Like, I agree, but
I just view it as something like for whatever reason, let's say just out of the blue, like, you know, they hit a sub, like, yeah, you guys want a table and shit. That was just one of those things, like, I wouldn't want to be part of to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I get that.
So it just, I think to me, it's just like not so much an issue for me.
Yeah.
Is because I don't want to be a part of it to begin with.
Yeah. But I think most regular people,
that would be tight, you know?
Want to be.
What do they do there?
I think they just eat and like they show off their stuff. I don't know. I don't think there's any awards. Like, what are they?
Maybe they just show off clothes. I mean,
we got the internet. Hold on.
I really don't know what they do.
1 second.
But that's just how I view it. I just like, I'm pretty sure we're a little bit like, I guess we're outliers in that sense, yeah, where we wouldn't really want to be interested in going if, you know, the off chance that we would be invited,
yeah,
or have the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think it just comes down to like a social thing. Like I wouldn't want to be part of, you know, a table where like, even like if like Drake,
yeah,
I don't know if I want to be at that table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I would feel out of place.
Yeah.
Not because I wouldn't want to be with Drake or whatever ex artist, whatever. Yeah. I would just feel out of place.
Same. I'd just feel uncomfortable. Like, what am I here for? What am I doing?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of this? This is stupid.
But I understand like certain influencers want to be part of that because obviously like everyone starting their own fashion line, their
attention whores,
boutiques and shit like that.
All right, so the Met Gala, formerly called the Costume Institute Benefit, is an annual fundraising gala held for the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institution, Institute in Manhattan. So it's a fundraiser. So that's why you have to buy your play or see your ticket is to fundraise.
I think they auction art as well.
They what?
They auction art.
Yeah, okay.
Now I remember now.
Yeah. Wes, what do you think? Would you want to be at this event?
I think if we get invited, we got to pull up. Like,
really?
I'd wear a normal. Right.
How about this? What if they were inviting everyone? Like all the influencers that you're familiar with. So it's not really all that exclusive. Would you still want to go?
Yeah, I'd still pull up.
Really?
It's the Met Gala. No, we gotta pull. That's what I'm saying. Yo, the Grammys hit us up.
Okay.
Nah, I feel like the
Met. I said we gotta go check it out. I said we gotta go every year, but we gotta go check it out.
I get it. That's a little different, though.
All right.
That's just like a one-time experience.
Make a point.
Yeah, it's like we go check it out. It's probably gonna be wild, but hey.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like readily available to us. You wearing a goofy outfit though?
No, wearing a goofy suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll get a nice suit. You have to. Shit. Nah, you don't have to.
But what if like, oh, you have to? What if they assign a designer? Like, hey, you gotta, whatever outfit he picks for you is you gotta wear that shit.
I'm trying to think.
If you got like some high waters, some fucking high water slacks.
I could rock the high water slacks. I wouldn't, but I would like if that was their.
Yeah, I feel like you got nice ankles.
That was the option.
I'm trying to see because I remember I saw somebody's fit and I was like, oh, that actually wasn't that bad. But I mean, usually they are like.
I mean, I the Grammys I'm open to. The Met Gala, not so much. I don't see. I still don't. Even after reading what it is, I don't understand the purpose. So we just, I assume, you know, sit around and eat.
Honestly, Bad Bunny's look wasn't that bad. The hat, if he didn't have the hat, it was cool.
Certain ones are nice.
Lewis Hamilton looked fresh. He looked fresh. He spoke that one. Usher was crazy. This fool was trying to look like Zorro and shit. Donald Glover looked cool. Not my color, but he was wearing just a regular suit, brown suit. Ben Simmons looked crazy. This fool has a clock on his suitcase.
Yeah. Why is he in even there, dude?
Yeah, I don't think this fool played this season in the NBA.
I think he played some games, but he's injured again. He should just, yeah.
Yeah, now Lewis Hamilton look cold. That shit actually fresh. That's some shit Marvel would wear. Who? Lewis Hamilton, the race car driver? NASCAR? Formula One?
Let me see.
I'll send it to you. I put it in the group chat.
I see.
That's right. That's like a Harry Potter
character.
It's in the Gucci. There's La Familia.
Oh, on IG?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm over here waiting on my fucking
You said I should look like Zorro.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, that shit looks fresh.
That would look like Darth Vader, but without the mask.
Yeah. That shit looks
cool. Yeah, Donald Glover look cool. It's not that, that his color's not for me.
Yeah, that color's not for him either.
What do you think?
Nah.
I think he's got a different, like, undershirt.
It just blends in with his skin.
Yeah, the undershirt does. I feel like if he had a different one.
Chilla looks cool.
I like his blazer and his slides.
Lil Nas is killing it. Damn. Okay.
See, like, Cardi B shit was nice, except for that head shit.
What?
Cardi B.
That's pretty tight. Like, that's a pretty tight dress, no?
Nah.
It looks like the black
shit.
Like,
she got an army carrying that shit.
What is with Bad Bunny's fucking hat?
That's what I'm saying. Without the hat, the shit would look, he look fresh. Yeah. Without the hat, he's killing it.
And what is he carrying?
A flower or some crow? I don't know.
He Zendaya. Oh wow, that is interesting.
But I know we're in the gossip, but apparently, Bad Bunny and Kevin back together, bro.
Yeah, supposedly.
The Adivino verse worked.
You think that was just the goal,
or maybe it was just like we both here. That was what you doing that? Like,
I'm gonna say they were just both here. I think that was my most.
And they're.
Filling through the picture.
But I mean, Ordao and Rosalia were there. There wasn't no fucking.
True. They were also spotted together. People.
Well, not together.
What? At the same place.
Yeah, at the same place.
Yeah, same place. My bad. You're right. Yeah. You think that's what that verse was, though?
That verse was for sure about her. What the fuck?
No, about her. But I mean, you think that was like the bat signal? Like, hey,
I'm going to be at the Met Gala?
I'm missing you.
I mean, he was going to get that off even if he's not missing her.
Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
He knows the fans are waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's always saying, oh, I can't wait till they break up. So the music's about to be fire or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought they hated her and him together. And now everyone's flip-flopped on that. Everyone's more into the relationship. When are they getting back together?
White girls are up, dude.
Yeah, T-Swift.
They're in.
They are in. Hector, you want to confirm something for us? Wesley was talking about how that a lot of Mexicans in Mexico love güeritas.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. You think accurate?
I'm sure they like her face.
Yeah.
Maybe not the rest.
Yeah.
But definitely. Definitely her face. But it's always
what
like
more is there to like, right?
Like, I feel like the darker you are, the more you like Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. A little opposite.
Because in that video you were talking about, like, it was just pure, like, brown boys.
Yeah. Any other?
I feel like they try to counteract. Like, they try to, trying to get a mix, baby.
Maybe.
A little light skin.
Anything else in music news? Gossip? Anything else with the Met Gala?
Not that alerted me.
Okay, well then we're on to the big topics of the day. Let's start with Ryan Castro's album. Ryan Castro dropped his debut album, El Cantante del Ghetto, and what'd you guys think? Let's start there.
I'm like halfway through.
Okay, Hector, did you get a chance?
No.
Okay,
I really haven't been listening to music.
That's all right. Sorry. What are you? What do you listen to? You want to be a fucking sports podcast next? What are you in?
I've been listening to lo-fi beats.
Oh, on YouTube.
There's a playlist on Spotify.
Oh,
they have a few actually.
Okay, I'll listen to it on YouTube.
And I just listened to it. I actually been listening to the new Chief Keef. Chief Keef dropped.
We in 2014. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, he dropped. Who else?
I don't know. Listen to.
I just been listening to rap.
Okay.
I'll be honest, dog. I have like a distorted ear right now.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime the homie Fade comes on, I got skip.
That's a shot.
And I don't know if I'm just like, I don't know, dude. Like, I guess like, not even like, and it's not like just him and I would say like the Young Miko stuff.
Yeah.
I skipped.
Okay.
I think I listened to it like once or twice and then I kind of just like, this is not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
so I didn't really listen to. What I have been listening to, like, in reggaeton is Drow. I literally liked everything that he's put out. I like that okay. sound. I feel like he...
okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm not on that Faye train.
Got it.
Because even, like...
You got off the bus. Sorry.
I listened to you guys, like, talk about, like, oh, this fucking song, La Nena and fucking Fecha, and I'm just like, ah.
La Nena is a Rao song.
No, what's it called?
Fuck. The Negro? Pahanguear.
No, Fecha. No, fucking.
Brickel.
No, La Nena.
Normal.
You guys were talking about
like
it
3 years ago?
On the episode last week, and they were playing at the concert.
Yeah.
Start to the N.
And No Digas Nada?
Yeah, that one.
The only one I didn't name.
I didn't name all the...
Right?
That's hilarious, yeah.
And then, well, I guess let me just like break it down. Like when I started listening to like that EP, mm-hmm. I was like, I listened to Fecha and I'm just like, I've heard this from him before.
Mm.
And I'm not saying like,
okay.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But it was just like, to me, like, I've heard this from you already.
Got it.
Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't need that from you again.
Okay.
Because this is like at least like to my ear, mm-hmm. this was like the third or fourth time that I'm hearing like this type of song.
Gotcha. So you think you've gotten to the point in your listening journey with him that it's just.
I just don't think I'm on your guys' level.
Okay.
That like what's everything he's going to put up.
What's my level? Tell me what's my level. You guys are like Super Saiyan right now.
Super Saiyan Blue.
Over 9,000.
Am I on blue? Am I on red? What's going on?
And I'm not saying like his music is bad in any way.
I get it though. I look.
But it's just like certain songs, like I hear you guys talking about them and I'm just like I said, for example, like Fecha. Like,
yeah.
When I heard that song, I'm just like, I've kind of heard this from you already, you know?
Gotcha.
So it's like, I'm kind of looking for something new.
Okay.
Something a little bit different.
Anything on the EP that you felt was new? Or did you not even get through the rest of it?
No, I listened to it, but it's just like nothing stuck to me.
Mm.
I listened to it, I'm like, this just seems like, you know, like shit that I've already listened to him.
Yeah, I said the same thing with Adivino. I was like, I've heard this song. The one with Mike Towers and Bad Bunny.
Oh, the Bad Bunny?
Yeah, I was like, I've heard this song.
Yeah, but that one felt like a throwback, kind of.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Okay.
I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
I like it too. Yeah. That's why
I'm not trying to take away from it.
No, but last week I said it was cool, but now I have a
gotcha.
I thought
stamps on it again.
Like, it's like the same shit. Same shit.
Yo. Yeah, he did that.
That's about
my bad. Go ahead, Exa.
Yeah, like I feel like the only one that kind of stuck out to me and I can listen to is Brickhead.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
I'm just saying that because that cheap ass fool made the fucking.
No, I actually like that song. That was actually one, like, I've heard that song from him already.
Got it.
But, or that style, you know, that tempo, like, I've heard it, but I still, that's something that, like, I can still take from him.
Right. Okay.
But it was just like the rest of it just kind of felt like repeated. Yeah. I think the issue with me is that, like, he's just put out so much shit in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That I'm just kind of like, damn, like, I kind of.
That's enough.
It's not that it's enough. It's just like, I'm just not a big fan of that, like releasing music too often.
Okay.
And I think I've said it on here a lot about other artists and shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like a personal issue on mine.
You know, give it a few months. Maybe.
I'm sure I'll get around that.
Yeah, come back to it. Because look, I know what he's saying because I've experienced that where like I love an artist. Rao. He's the perfect example.
Yeah.
The way you feel about Fade right now is the way I feel about Rao right now. Is that like, I've heard so much of him.
But he hasn't dropped that much.
He's dropped 5 songs
in a row? No, but I'm saying like as much as like, saying like the Fade clip, like as much as Fade.
Right. It's not, but to his point about I've heard this from him.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Rao. Like, this isn't sticking to me. This doesn't feel new. I'm not like fully in. And to be fair, you know, now a few, like a month removed from all those singles, he's got some good ones in there.
Yeah. So, like the one with Sky Rompiendo, I feel like that one was fresh enough.
Yeah.
And out of all the songs that he's put out, I think that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
Or the one that I've been bumping the most.
Like Santa, I was wrong about. I fuck with that song. Espectacular. After he said it on the episode, I was like, you know what, let me keep giving it a try. And I put on the playlist. I was like, okay, this is a good song.
But it's just another point of mine is that, like, I think you have to be in the right environment to listen to music. And I feel like you guys are kind of like, you know, waiting for him to drop in a positive sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's mostly like, you know he's going to do good.
Yeah.
Is the way I feel like.
Oh, that's how I feel for sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'll say that right now, bro. This is going to be great.
I am completely biased. And
that's, you know, good, because just obviously proving me,
I think he's proven me right so far. But I do think you also have to be in the right, like, mood, mindset, sometimes, like, place and time, like you said. And
yeah, because I feel like on my end, I feel like I was just kind of like in the same way, but it was just like a harder expectation on my end.
Got it.
And it was just like, oh, this has got to like bump and like hit me in my soul.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it. And that's how I feel right now, is that I wanted to just speak to me. And then it wasn't the times I was listening to it. But I'm coming around. I'm excited. He's going to drop his album soon.
Yeah, but the way I felt like about Rao is it's like, you know, I wasn't looking for him.
Yeah.
But he was looking for me. And he found me.
Shit. I like that. I fuck with that. Well, you know, back to Ryan Castro, where we were supposed to talk about.
Yeah, I'm like 8 songs in.
Okay.
It was good so far. The Got That Hair was threw me off. He's never made, I can remember, he's never made a song in.
You don't like it?
No, I liked it, but it was just like a slow.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I thought the OnlyFans line was funny. I was like, all right, this is going to be the OF girls, like, shit. That one was cool.
And I think the other one's Freski. That one's cool.
That was in my top five.
I've gotten up to there. Okay. Or the one after that one.
Gotcha. Well, all right. My top five is Gata He, Nada Cambió, Mi Diabla, and Freski. I've already gone through the whole album like 5 or 6 times. The only song that I don't like, let's start there, is Obvious, Rich Rappers, and you know what, Fendi was one that I didn't like immediately. I'm liking it a little more as I'm listening to the album. I don't like that he put Jordan Remix. That was random. Yeah,
that was
a 2021 song.
Yeah, 3 years too late for that.
Yeah, come on. Fine, whatever. I'm just ignore that. But honestly, I can't point to too many songs that I don't fuck with. Big Dreams. He sampled The Weeknd.
Oh, I'm on that one. I'm paused that.
He sampled The Weeknd. He sampled Snowchild.
Okay.
Yeah. And as soon as I heard the Libre, Libre, and I was like, the fuck? This is a Weeknd song. And then I go listen to Snowchild. I'm like, yep, this is a Weeknd sample. And then I listened to him back to back, and it's the exact same like beat pretty much. That was a cool song. I'm trying to see what else. Pueblo de Medallo has Arcángel.
Yeah.
He did good.
Yeah, that song was good.
He actually didn't ruin the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't looking. I hear his voice. I'm like, ugh. Why are you on this?
I know.
Side?
And then I don't know about your Apple, but my shit doesn't have the features.
Mine doesn't either.
Oh, okay.
I tried to go into like the stream instead of my library. I went to the actual like streaming, and it still wasn't.
I mean, I saw the track list.
Yeah.
Like before, but I was like, oh, why doesn't it have the fucking
Envigado has Blessed on it.
Yeah.
Oh, mine has the track list with the features.
Okay. Los Capos is cool. I like that one a lot. X Salas is cool. I think my favorite song has to be Nada Cambió or Mi Diabla y Mi Diosa. My favorite beat has to be the Mi Diabla. Production overall, really solid.
How's that Rich the Kid song?
It's terrible. It is terrible. Play it. I mean, it's just fucking horrible. Modelito, another really good song. I think it's a banger. I think it's a good album. And that's only like 5 or 6 listens in.
Who's S.O.G.?
So
yeah,
the producer. Kachim my soul.
I thought that was his tagline.
Wait, but that's the producer.
It's no, like I thought that like that was like Ryan's.
Oh no, no, that's his producers.
Yeah. As a debut album, I thought he killed it.
Yeah, for what I've heard so far from the song, I liked it.
I was playing it in the gym first, and it,
I was playing in the gym today in the morning, and I was like, nah, I don't want to listen to this.
Really? I did the opposite. I was listening to some bullshit.
Because today was like a heavy day. You know, I was trying to like...
Oh. What do you listen to on a heavy day?
My like classic gym shit. Like, give me like hype. Like,
what's a classic gym?
Eladio, Young Chimmy, whatever.
Okay, more trap, more...
Yeah.
You should try more like lo-fi beats, bro.
Not for every day.
Nah, for real, for real.
Drop that shit on your neck.
Nah, you...
Nah, like, look, I fuck with lo-fi beats. I'm not, I'm just fucking
around. Nah, but you could focus on that shit. Like, nah. Like, yeah. I'm being, like, serious. Like, I've done it the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hitting those 275s like nothing.
Have you ever tried to go into the gym without any music?
No, that's serial killer shit.
I've done that.
Just because I forget.
Yeah. Hold on.
I've done
you said it on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just try it out. Because,
all right.
This has been a few days where I was just, like, you know what? It's just me and the weights today. That's all I need.
I'm going to hear them speak to me.
Yeah, I'm just fucking like,
when you go to
focus on my breathing.
To gym in your,
yeah.
Your butt?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no one's in there, right?
Nah, it's just me.
Oh, see, that's different. I feel like if I was in there by myself, I'd take it.
But I've done that at the eSporta, EOS. I've done it at every gym. Just every once in a while, I'm just like, man, fuck this music. I don't want to listen to anyone. I just want to listen to my breathing and focus on like.
Right, you feel more awkward.
You know what, you think I would, but I didn't feel awkward. I felt
awkward.
Like, yeah, I felt focused. Yeah, yeah. I felt like in the zone.
I felt like, oh, damn, everybody's looking at me. This motherfucker's too poor to get some headphones and shit.
Okay.
They should have like some like plastic headphones and shit at the gym.
Just spare ones? Yeah.
Yeah, you could just rent them out and shit. If you got to clean your earwax after.
Or a disposable one.
That's a good idea.
Like the airplane ones.
Some skull candy ones. Yeah. I guess we can talk about it more in depth for another episode. But I think it's a great album. Yeah, there's really two songs I don't like.
Dang, it's 18.
Yeah. Yeah, out of 18.
Dang.
Yeah.
That Rich the Kid song for sure.
The one song that threw me off was the Ekisele. Very pop. I think he was trying to go for something there. He was trying to get, maybe this is the radio
record. But he
made
it work?
I think he did. I think it's good. I just, again, I'm only like 5 listens in, so it didn't hit immediately either. But it sounded okay.
But it's not the top 5.
No, for sure, no. I don't know. Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, because that's top 5. Then.
Yeah, he's got, I was expecting more from Envigado because it has Blessed on it. But maybe with some time, I'll change my mind. I just didn't, I listened to it in the car and I didn't like it. And I listened to it in my headphones and it struck a chord with me, but yeah, that's it. That's all I got on Ryan Castro. Good debut album. He's officially tier 2.
I don't know.
Let's decide next week.
We'll sorry. Give you guys some time.
I mean, he's got a few hits on his end.
He does.
Gamma's a smash.
Yeah, great feature artist.
Yeah,
got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I feel like we haven't talked about Bad Bunny enough in recent time, so.
Talked about him from the Met Gala.
So let's get into Bad Bunny.
So.
So, revisiting Un Verano Sin Ti after 2 years.
Wait, did we talk about his song?
Adivino?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
last week.
Yeah, we said it was cool. And then double down right now saying that it's good.
Yeah. Give me your take.
I just don't remember if we said that on Patreon or this one.
Okay. You got
it. We did. No, I don't.
No, okay.
I liked it though.
Yeah.
But we did say it on here. I said it was a throwback.
It's okay. So revisiting Un Verano Sin Ti after 2 years.
This is the anniversary.
I think a couple days ago was the anniversary.
Yeah.
Dang, that's true, huh? It came out of May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you want to take it, Wes?
I was going to get the exact date.
Okay.
But we got that little canvas.
Yeah, we do.
I forget about that shit.
May 6th. Sure, May 6th.
Okay, so 4 days ago.
That was on a Thursday night or a Friday night?
May 6th was a Friday, but it dropped Thursday night.
Sheesh. Honestly, I'll never forget, like, my first listen. It was terrible.
You came in the next day and said it was like, you really fuck with the album.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, my first listen, bro, I was just like, what the fuck is this? And I literally would listen to songs for like 30, 40 seconds. I'm like, skip, skip, skip. And I would less times play. I'm like, bro, I can't even pay attention to this shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I give it that second listen. I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking, dude? Like, this is a masterpiece, though.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like, this is...
You're going to come back and say that about Fates. You know, that's just me. That's just me.
I don't think so, though. I don't... Maybe I'll come around to a few songs, but definitely...
Well, there's only a few songs on.
No, but, like, everything that you put out...
Okay, got it.
This year.
So, after having so much time with the guys, what would be your favorite songs? Looking back, now that we've...
For sure, Un Coco.
That's your favorite?
I would think so.
Damn, that's a B-side. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, he always had to do something like
that. Yeah, he's different. He's quirky.
He was going to say that or like, Awasedo or some shit. Like,
nah. Awasedo, I can get on board with. It's just the rain, like, overlaid on the beat. That's fire.
I'm about to say my favorite is Moscow Mule.
Yeah, you can say that.
And then Effect, though. But I love all of them, except for Me Fui de Vacaciones. I hate that song. I still hate that song.
You don't like it? I like that.
Are there any songs that you guys don't like?
Just that one.
That's it?
No. I don't think so. Like, I could listen to all of them.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the few albums that I could literally listen to front to back and like all of them.
Yeah.
There's no song.
Let me see the thing.
I think all just reggaeton music fans were playing that the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I said it like the week after. I think it's his best album. To me, it's already a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a Hector or Mariano, but there was like, I think there's like five songs that on that album that are already like over a billion streams or some shit.
Damn.
I would have to say
I feel like Neverita is a good song.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, Neverita.
Yeah.
That one is just like perfect, dude.
Yeah, I would say my favorite song is La Corriente. Watching Mariano do his little dance always makes me laugh.
Yeah, bro. This album was crazy. We weren't ready.
Yeah. Then I was settled for sure.
I can't believe you don't like Me Fui de Vacaciones.
Bro, that song, it's just the TikTok shit. I hate that song.
That's why you hate it? Maybe because I've never seen any TikToks from it.
Bro, everyone now...
I'm not saying it's my favorite either.
When they go on vacation, they post that shit.
Yeah.
Me Fui de Vacaciones. Hey.
But now that album was... Un Verano Sin Ti, the actual song, I love that song.
Yeah. The self-titled song.
I forgot to put Kanye 8 down this.
Yeah, he threw that in.
Snuck it in.
Yeah.
At the end.
Agosto, crazy.
Yeah. Yeesh.
What's the most underrated song on the album?
Un Verano Sin Ti.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Neverita's kind of flies a little bit under the radar.
Nah, if I put out a music video for that shit.
I never hear anyone bumping it, though. I feel like it's like a by yourself type of song. Like, you're just in a mood, like, good mood, like, you on your way somewhere.
Yeah, bro. He set the bar too high for that with that one.
For himself?
For himself, with everyone else.
Yeah. I think the rest of his career is going to be pretty much put next to that.
Yeah.
Every time he drops.
Like, commercial-wise, he's going
to
be like...
Tour. Yeah. It's just... Oh, but...
The blessing and the curse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, if you're in his position, you gotta put this out.
How long do you think this took to make?
I don't fucking know.
23 songs. His last album before this was...
It was about the same amount.
Let's see. Four.
It was 16, right? Never mind. But yo, Yoago was like 20 something. Yoago was 20 on the.
All right, his album before this was 2020, so it took 2 years for him to put this out. Okay.
It was like the end of 2020. So.
Yeah. What's the best feature on this?
I mean, the best is
Chencho.
Nah.
No?
It's a Rao.
I think Rao?
It's a Rao.
Okay.
Obviously, I feel like the features didn't stand out on this. But I think, I would say Chencho Cordon. Because I feel like he was just a perfect Robin to.
Yeah. I would have to
Bad Bunny, Chencho. Batman.
That, his whole.
Because he didn't overpower him. He just like really added to the song.
Yeah.
In a way where it just like, fuck.
I can't imagine anyone else being the feature on that song.
Because the thing about a feature though, like the feature can't carry the song. It has to carry the song to the point where like the main artist is in and then you kind of take a break.
Yeah.
And that's when the feature kind of has to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kind of transition back into, you know, the main artist.
You're saying the main artist has to stay in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But sometimes the features do, you know.
It just depends, though. It depends. Yeah. Well, I feel like in this situation, that's why, to me, that's the best feature. Because he really carried the song when Bad Bunny would pass it over.
Right. Speaking of features, you guys got anything else on O Verano Sin Ti, the revisit?
Nah.
Favorite verse? Off the top of your head?
Right. No, the fucking O Verano Sin Ti.
The song.
Yeah.
The song. What verse?
Fucking
Slay.
All right, bro. Where is it? From here to the end of this verse.
Bro, that's the end of the song, bro.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's why, to me, it's the most underrated song album.
Because it has the best verse.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, speaking of features,
it's a little sad, though.
What's wrong with that?
I'm a sad boy, bro.
I've been wanting to ask this question for a while now. What do you guys think is the best? What are the best feature artists in reggaeton?
Chencho.
If you're making an album, who do you want to put on?
Chencho.
Like your dream list of, I'm putting an album together. These are my feature, like wish list.
Chencho, Jayco.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I just really like Chencho as a feature.
Okay. Ran out of water.
Can they be a main act? Like, can they?
They can,
but that's
preferably, that's a cheat code.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, we want the Bad Bunny.
If you see a Bad Bunny, I'm going to say, well, no shit. You know, we're all going to see.
Is he a good? No, that's a better question. Is he
a good feature?
Yeah.
I think he is. He's a good feature. But even saying that, I wouldn't say he's the best feature. Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna, you know, guess who I think is the best feature.
Well, I think Young Miko is a good feature.
Yeah,
cool. I would say Ryan Cashman and Blessed.
Yeah,
those are two really good features that I would put on an album.
Okay, yeah.
Like in recent memory,
Blessed as a feature for sure. I feel like to me, Blessed, certain songs where he's the main act, I feel like he's kind of missed. Certain ones or just a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah
I wouldn't say he missed.
I think he's still learning to put together his sound.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
talent is there.
I think Dalex kills every feature he's on.
Okay. I was thinking about in features. That camp, like
features he kills every, like on the Avengers shit.
Yeah,
his verses are great.
For like the classic we've seen in Yandel, a good feature.
Jay Wheeler.
Well, we already did that. We don't.
Hey, whoa. Hey, what? What are you talking about?
Nah,
what? No. I'm waiting for other names.
Oh, okay.
Not Jay Wheeler.
Yeah, I mean, anyone from the low key, I just. Anyone I don't want to say that's an insult, but I think a lot of the people on the Avengers are good feature artists.
They are all feature artists.
I think the only one who could do like by himself is Seth.
Yeah.
And FaZe not on there no more. But
yeah,
I think those are the only two who could do it like on their own.
Yeah,
but the right like Jake List, Lenny Tavares, Dalix, they're all good like feature artists.
Yeah,
and I know that's gonna come off as like an insult,
but I think that's why they got to come together for the Avengers. You know.
Yeah,
and that's why they work together. It's because you know no one really, as Hector says, overpowers the other. They just kind of here's you. I'm a piece. I fit here. You're a piece. You fit here, and then
they're all really good role players.
Yeah. Yes. Good six men. I'm trying to think of other. I mean, the obvious ones. Okay, how about this? Of the four horsemen, who's the best feature?
Wow. Well, there's a horsewoman, but
She's included.
She's a centaur.
Yeah. You're right. Excuse me, horsewoman and horsemen. Because look, Fade as of late has been on a like a roll of just features that haven't missed. But Rao, for a long time, anything he's on, I was just like running to, and he was killing. And even the like last five singles he's put out that he's been a feature in, I mean, we all think he went like four for five around there, right?
Rao?
Yeah, the only one we didn't like was the what was that?
Shakira?
Not Lenina, the other one.
I don't like Lenina, though.
Okay, well, that's another one that I'm missing. All right.
Well, Santa.
Santa's
a banger.
Point is, I think Rao is the best feature because he's more versatile, I think, than Fade. I think Fade could give you a few things, but Rao can do a lot more on the track that you're on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's why I would pick Rao, too. I think he's just kind of, he would be able to flow in most songs.
Yeah. I think he can do whatever you're going to ask him for.
Yeah, because the other song, Bellaca, that was a good song.
Yeah, I like that one. That was my favorite one.
I like that song, too.
Of all the singles.
I think we could exclude the Shakira one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Those are the five, right? The Shakira, Bellaca, Santa, La Nena, and what's the other one? Espectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
look. That's right. You see, he did his shit on now.
Yeah.
And this was like when he was kind of down for the count.
Yeah. Yeah, according to La Familia Pod.
According to you.
Hey, but we all represent us. So, that's true. You feel me? J Balvin. No one said J Balvin.
Oh, he's kind of like out of it.
But he's, you know why I say he's not? He has been. Features on a few songs as of late this year.
Yeah, yes.
And
he's like more like a Daddy Yankee, like
and I like the one on Psycho Shit.
He's like a super sub.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's a what?
Yeah, super sub. Like he's not.
Okay.
I just don't think he's like in the game, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Not to say that he's not working, but he's just like not. He's not fully invested where he's putting out consistently.
Because he's more of an OG.
Yeah, he's already in that.
Yeah,
like his status is cemented.
Yeah, regardless of what he does. Yeah.
Kind of just his.
So he's playing in a different,
doing side missions.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Well, he put out a new song. Were you featured in the song?
Yeah, on the Cycle one. That one's cool.
Yeah, it is.
And then he's on tour and he's been teasing the like music and shit.
Anyone else you guys think of as a great feature artist? That it? Yeah.
I think J. Cole would probably be like the best.
Eladio's a good feature. I feel like Anuel's a good feature.
Mm. Yeah, Anuel does.
Anuel, yeah, that's a good one.
But then that people would take that as this shit.
Yeah, I wanted to say J. Cole, but to me, he's such a great artist. It's hard for me to put him in that like Ryan Castro blessed kind of conversation because I think he's got like some real bangers, but he's an amazing feature. Him and Bad Bunny can do his shit. Do their thing all the time. J Balvin continues to, I mean, at this point, I see him teasing an album. He's just teasing something. He just continues to seem like he's working on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, any expectations?
I mean, the album.
But because of what we've heard from him as of late.
Yeah.
Are we feeling like the album's going to be,
I'm like, I'm in the middle right now.
Okay.
know. I just don't.
No comment.
I just don't know. Like, I just wouldn't know where, how invested he is to put out just like really high quality, like pure music.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it is he really just kind of trying to put something out just to be kind of, I don't want to say like that, but like kind of relevant.
Yeah.
In a way, in a spotlight, I'm going to say like that.
I think the part that worries me is his either want or need for commercial like success or viability. So I think if he focuses, like you said, like if he's all in on just making an amazing album and forgetting about, oh, this is going to do good on radio. Oh, this is going to be a good, this song. This is going to be good on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Which, considering how big of an artist he is, I feel like that's at play. And because of the features that we've seen him on and the artists he's collabed with, I mean, Dientes, we're still, what the fuck was that?
Right? Well, him and Bad Bunny never squashed that, the whole little.
Nah.
I feel like he's going to diss him on that album.
I think he's going to throw some styles, maybe. Yeah. I'd like that. Funny enough, a friend of everyone, he posted the Ryan Castro album.
Yeah, well, that's Columbia, you know?
Yeah. No, but hey, you know, like, he says a friend of everyone has some whatever bullshit. Yeah. I just hope he's in it more for, like, the art rather than like, oh, let's put together, like, this.
Yeah.
Oh, this song that can't miss because it has this person on it and that person on it. This person producing.
And you could also have like certain pressures too, like expectations from, especially your core fans. Obviously, they want you to put out something great.
Yeah.
Or just to put out in general.
Yeah. Because it's been a while since that last album too. Anything else, guys? Anything else music related? The last thing I had, tier three. Are we going to save it for another week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Alvaro Rodriguez drops this week. He put out his track list right now.
Oh, okay.
But there's a few songs that have like the names out there.
Okay.
So
he's still concealing. Okay. That's supposed to be, when is that coming out?
Next week.
Oh, okay. For sure. Last thing. People saw you and Mariano at the concert. In the TikTok comments. Two people, three people. One person said, if La Familia was there, I was on the floor next to Mariano and him, or Mariano West, something like that.
No.
I was next to La Familia on the floor, something like that.
What girl's commented? What girl's commented?
And then some other girl commented. That was a guy.
Oh, okay. I wasn't messing with that fool.
The next girl, another girl commented saying like, oh, I saw them at the concert. And then the throne, I forget. But there was like three people who said like they saw you and Mariano. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And that's what I ended on. Another last thing. Funny enough, people were making fun of us for saying Brickell, the way we were saying Brickell, because, you know,
it's pronounced
Brickell. Yeah. And then, I think they think that we don't know how to say or like what it is.
Well, they heard the song.
That's what I thought. You know, teach his own. All right, guys. Anything
What's
else?
What's Brickell?
It's a neighborhood in Miami.
Yeah.
It's like a very like upscale.
Affluent. Mm.
Yeah. But he said Brickell, no?
Yeah, that's what he said. But it's pronounced Brickell.
Yeah. Because it's in, yeah.
But there's like a lot. Yeah, it's like a lot of all the like geckos there. That's Bad Bunny's restaurant. That's what he says in the song.
Yeah.
Poppy steak and shit.
And then the way they spelled Brickell was Brickuel.
Who said that?
Like
the comments. The people in the comments,
they were like Brickell is hilarious, like that. Yeah, that is it. Anything else, guys? Last comments. Anything else?
I had something for Isla Longoria.
Sure,
they dropped something or what?
Nah, like they're just having their whole contract situation.
Oh, I saw that
they're in deadlock with.
Let me get into my. Yeah, tell me what
they're basically in deadlock with. Dell Records.
Oh,
that's who they're signed to. Mm-hmm. And supposedly they've been had their album ready, but since they don't want to re-sign or sign certain rights to him, he's not putting out the album yet. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like having the album pending until like he can get more money out of those guys. But those guys don't want to resign. Obviously, they want to be independent. And honestly, like, they've been pretty screwed.
Yeah.
Because of the deal that they signed.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty vocal about it, how, like, they were just, I think, what's that guy's name? Pedro. I think that's the lead singer. He was talking about how they kind of just do, like, little like crooked shit, or like they'll do they'll give them like certain amenities, like up front, like cars or trips and whatever, right? Yeah. And then when it comes down to, like, you know,
cash,
getting paid and shit, they're like, oh no, we paid you this way, we paid you with a car.
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds like every label I've ever heard.
It was a whole situation. Honestly, there was a video I was gonna play.
Shit, you might as well right now.
I mean, it's kind of long.
Oh.
But the lady, the girl talks about it. Her name is, her IG is called Que Emocion. Mm-hmm. Her name is Carmen Fuentes León. She's like a DJ and a TikToker and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in that scene. So she kind of talks about it. But I mean, here, we can listen to it.
Yeah.
It's a little long, though. She kind of really gets in depth as to, like, what's going on in that situation. But it's in Spanish, though.
Te hizo raro que después de tener la canción número uno en Billboard, Eslabón Armado anden tan calladitos. Paren todo, mi maruchan es de queso, por eso.
Because that's true. Because remember last year, that song was fucking the shit.
Yep.
Estoy echando leche. No es tu imaginación, están siendo saboteados por su propia disquera. Todos los artistas tienen contratos con su disquera y el de ellos terminaba una vez que entregaran el último álbum, que se entregó a inicios de marzo para que saliera a finales de marzo. Los fanáticos de Eslabón Armado están pidiéndole a la agrupación que ya saquen el disco, porque desde cuando que había estado anunciado. Pero el señor Ángel de Villar de Del Records sigue sin soltar el pinche disco, porque una vez que ese disco salga, ellos ya no van a ser artistas de esta disquera. Obviamente al señor no le conviene. El vato los quiere hacer firmar un tipo de acuerdo de confidencialidad donde ellos no pueden hablar nada. Y pues estos morros no quieren firmarlo porque obviamente tienen muchísimas cosas que decir. Esta cosa que tiene Ángel del Villar con los de Eslabón Armado ya es algo personal, porque incluso los bloqueó de Instagram. Mira cómo quedó la maruchan de queso.
Sí, fue que me quedó maruchan.
Ya dejó muy en claro que no quieren tener nada que ver con Del Records ni con Ángel del Villar. Lo único que quieren es que ya liberen su disco, pero este señor nomás no lo hace, güey. Y el señor Ángel del Villar está bloqueando a todas las personas que le dicen que ya saque el disco. Y qué culero, güey, que una persona que se supone que tiene que ser tu apoyo, como el dueño de tu disquera, te esté poniendo la pata tan cabrón, porque lo único que este señor quiere es apagar la música de Eslabón Armado, que a todo mundo se le olviden y que queden como artistas de un solo éxito. Ángel del Villar me trae con un coraje bien atorado, hijo de su chingada madre. Y también Maruchan, porque no me patrocina. Se hizo raro que después de...
But that was pretty much it.
If you're Eslabón, what do you do?
I put out some bullshit.
Well, they already, from what she said, they already put out their, they already have their album set and sent to the record label. They just have to put it out.
Hmm.
So they're already in that situation where they have it on deck, but they're just not releasing it due to
the
not signing NDAs.
The label, right?
The label is not putting it out because how she explained.
Because once they're out, they're going to talk about it.
Once they're out, like, they're literally absolved from their contract.
It's like
they completed their contract. Yeah.
They're trying to pull Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And obviously,
I mean, maybe that album's bullshit. Maybe the one they sent is, like, bullshit, and they're like, we're not putting this out.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that too? A real one?
Yeah.
That can have some truth to it. But still, at the same time, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, what do you expect? If you kind of been treating them poorly and, you know, kind of just been doing this, all this like crooked shit and backstabbing type of deal. And like, you know, just the whole NDA shit is kind of
shady.
And the way he's going about it, she mentioned how he's blocking people on Instagram and just little petty shit. And he's just trying to, but he's kind of playing the long game here.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause
at one point, like the fans are going to get, you know, tired.
Yeah. I would say he has the upper hand.
He holds the power for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, at one point, he's going to be pressured into just releasing that music.
Yeah.
Just because he's going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like there's no, like, at the end of the day, like no one's going to want to do business with him.
Yeah. If he continues like this.
Yeah. Like he's kind of, he's fucked either way, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because he was famous. Well, he is famous.
Yeah.
They write a lot of corridos about him. I know that was Ariel Camacho's guy. You know, he always talked about him or shouted him out in his songs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, Eslabón Armado are like it's only them and Los Del Limit that's on their label right now. This is according to Wikipedia. So
maybe that's why they're not trying to let them go.
It's like their only cash right now.
Yeah. Because if they lose them, they have no one. But you're right. Fucking them over is going to make other, you know, large acts not really want to fuck with you regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, you are kind of fucked either way.
Word gets around. I mean, I'm sure there's some truth to them not really necessarily putting out the best album they could.
Yeah.
Which is totally understandable. You kind of just want to, you know, you're not going to put your all into like something that you're kind of forced into making.
And that they're probably not going to get paid for it.
Or they probably already got paid for it.
Exactly.
Right.
So according to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's their situation, which kind of sucks. And I mean, the only one that really suffers is the artist and the fans, but mostly the fans because they're just
left without nothing.
Yeah.
They're just stuck in this whole like, well, I guess I'm not getting music from them anytime soon. And that's just what it is. Yeah. Damn. That's horrible.
Yeah. But that's my whole spiel on that.
Okay. Loved it. All right, guys. That is episode 156 of the La Familia podcast. Thank you for tuning in every week. We appreciate you guys. Until next time.